Vitamin C has evolved. Altrient Vitamin C is a cutting-edge liposomal liquid food supplement designed for maximized absorption. Discover Altrient Liposomal Vitamin C and receive 10% discount by quoting HR10 at abundanceandhealth.com.
Would you know how to get rid of your fear, phobia, stress, or anxiety? How to burst your fear and transform your life? Welcome to Fear Busters Show, presented by Lauren Rosenberg, fear and phobia relief expert and author of How to Move Forward When the Unthinkable Happens. You are listening to UK Health Radio, the world's number one talk health radio with Lauren Rosenberg. www.fear-busters.com.
Hi, welcome back to Fear Buster. This is Lauren Rosenberg, and today we have the pleasure of having our guest, Sharon, the onset tutor, who's going to talk to us how she tutors children who can't actually go to school, but we're also going to talk about fear. Have you ever been scared of frogs? Is that ever something that you ever saw that could happen? I know personally that when I actually started learning energy work, we actually were show a video of somebody who is scared of frogs, and that's the only person, that's one of the person that I actually saw just, you know, in that video that was scared of frogs. But a few months ago, I did meet somebody else who was scared of frogs, and that was my gardener. And I had plastic little frogs that I completely forgot about it in my garden as a decoration. And they're like, you know, like solar lights, little tiny little frogs there. And my gardener brought his, the other person working with him. There were two of them. And suddenly I hear this massive scream in the garden, and I was like, I thought maybe the gardener fell off the ladder or something happened. And no, it was this plastic, two little plastic frogs. I completely forgot they were there, and he jumped out of his skin and he actually went straight out of my garden back into the van. And luckily, I'm fear busters and I get rid of people's fears. So I just calm him down. I said, okay, I want him to finish my garden. And I moved the plastic frogs, but I calmed him down and everything, and it was fine. But yeah, that was really bizarre. And now today I'm meeting Sharon, who also has fear of frogs. So this is my third time in my life that I actually meet someone who is scared of frogs. And Sharon, would you like to tell our listeners, how did that come about, if you do know, or how are you aware of having that fear?
It's bizarre, because I've never really come across frogs. You're aware of them, obviously, but I'd never done any gardening, so I'd never actually come face to face with a frog before.
A real one, not like mine, a plastic one. that's, you know, for my gardeners, it was just a plastic. It was two plastic ones, and that was bad enough. So
yeah, look, I'm wringing my hands now just at the thought of what happened.
Okay, so Sharon, I want you to be more relaxed. So will you allow me to work a little bit on you so that you're able to talk to our listeners a little bit more? Because now you're actually feeling, you have some feeling. You said your hands are, what's the hands?
Yeah, I'm rubbing my hands like this.
Okay. So Sharon, would you mind just taking a deep breath in and then just blow it out slowly? And then tell me, what color do you need to release this heaviness and the sensation in your hand? What color, if you had to pick a color to send into your hands, what color would that be?
Color.
Mm-hmm. What color comes up just in your mind just right now that would help
pink.
You
pink.
Pink. Okay.
Yeah.
So would you mind just closing your eyes, if that feels comfortable, and imagine that above your head I'm just sending a little bucket of pink, light pink or bright pink, what would you like?
Pale pink, I think.
Pale pink, okay. So imagine this little pale pink above your head, and imagine this pale pink is like a pale pink river, and just give yourself permission to see that nice river going in into your mind, down into your throat, and see this ping going into your hands, and allow the ping to actually let go of that heaviness, making whatever you started feeling lighter and lighter and lighter. And just remind yourself that you're safe, nothing's going to happen. You're sitting in your chair. It's just a little bit of nice ping going in, lifting and taking whatever's feeling, whatever's going on in your hand. Just see the nice color going in, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So soft and so light that it'll just flow and it'll just come out of your fingers. You may find a little bit of pinny needles. Just move your hands. This is just a bit of energy that's been stuck for quite a long time, creating an emotion that's been stuck. And all we're doing is just taking that nice ping going in, lifting and making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. Just notice what that feel like in your body. And then whenever you want, you can take a deep breath and just open your eyes. How are you feeling? Any difference?
You have such a soothing voice, Lauren.
Thank you. People keep telling me I need to do MP3s and meditation videos. Oh, I will do that one day. But what's the feeling like in your hands?
Yeah, it's better.
Better?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, let's start back. If at any point you're telling us the story, and if something going on in your body, just let me know. And then there's lots of different things that I can do to help you to unblock it.
We were busy in the garden and I planted lots of little seedlings in individual pots, and they were aligned underneath the window by the wall. And I was moving them onto a tray to move them to another part of the garden. So I was literally picking them up and moving them like this, from picking the pots, putting them on the tray, picking them up, and kind of doing it automatically. And then I turned, and I went to pick up the next two pots, and it was two frogs. Oh, and I jumped, I screamed, and I ran. And literally, I was stood in the middle of the garden and I was shaking my hands like this and jumping and screaming. And it was too, and I realized, I know it's irrational. They can't hurt me. They're little things. They were just sat there. They didn't even jump. They were just sat there. But, oh, just the thought of it, it's horrible.
Where do you feel that now in your body?
Oh, the hairs stand up on the back of my neck. I can feel all my shoulders go tense. Mm-hmm. It's awful.
So, Sharon, can you just copy me? I'm just going to show you some pressure points, and just literally just top of your head, just tap top of your head. Just that feeling. Think of that feeling. And what would be the opposite of the feeling that you would need just when you think about it just right now?
The opposite of how I'm feeling about frogs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would you need at that time, at that specific time when that happened? What would you need? Calm or safety? Yes. Or what was the
definitely calm.
Calm. Okay. What I would like you to I'm going to show you a point right in the middle of your front head. There's another point. And if you could say, just calm, calm. I want to calm my body down. I want to calm that thought. And there's a point right in the middle of your eyes, between your eyes. Sorry, just between your eyes. And then next to the eye, just thinking of calming your body down. Just the thought of seeing those frogs. And then just underneath the eye, there's another point. And then just underneath your nose, there's another point. We're just doing just like acupuncture without needles. Just to release a little bit of that sensation so you're comfortable to talk. Then there's another point right underneath your mouth. And then just, Sharon, just take a deep breath. And then if you could see that nice blue color going into your back, just all along your spine, just to give you more support, more safety, more calm. And see this nice blue going into your shoulder, into your heart. Just imagine that we are like just sending like a nice blue bucket and pouring it on you, like a nice healing river, shower, like a rain, like a, you're underneath the shower and you see this nice blue sort of shower sending you all the healing and all the calm in the world. And just take a deep breath into that nice blue. And then just pay attention to your body and just let me know what that feel like regarding that shivers and what you mentioned. How are you feeling now?
More relaxed.
More relaxed, good. Yeah. So how long ago did this happen?
This must have been about, I don't know, 15 years ago.
Okay, and that's the first time you realised you're scared of frogs. Before that, you never knew?
No, okay. I guess I'd never done any gardening before, so I'd never actually been in the garden to get close up to a frog before. And this was my, you know, my first experience of actually doing anything in the garden, really, yeah. I guess. And where we move, where we live now, the house that we back onto, they had a big pond in the garden, which obviously attracts the frog.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so we had, after that first meeting, we had lots of frogs in the garden. And every time we went out, there would be a frog. We've got new neighbours now who filled the pond in. And each year, the number of frogs that we see has reduced and reduced. So it's definitely improving that... Or that, you know, the number of times.
What is the chance of you living next door to somebody who has a puddle of frogs?
I know.
Sometimes we attract what we're actually scared of. What is it in the frogs that you don't like? What is it that, do you know?
Oh, it's the colour. It's their slimy skin. It's the noise they make. The fact that they jump out at you. Oh, it's just everything. Oh, it's...
Okay.
Even just looking at a photograph in a magazine makes me feel the same way.
So it's quite, yeah, so the fear is really high. I mean, what, yeah. I remember from frogs is in school, we used to have this little tadpole and they had to grow and we had to take them home. And then, but you've never even experienced that. You never encountered any frogs at all.
No.
Any other fear or just that particular one?
It's just that one. I'm not aware of anything else. I mean, I don't like spiders, mm-hmm. as lots of people don't like them. I'm not certainly not frightened of them. I would rather get somebody else to deal with it. But, you know, if I had to, I could deal, you know, I could catch a spider and move it myself.
But that was just
frogs. Oh,
what's the feeling just now? Does the...
thinking about them, it's horrible.
Okay, so when you just said that, what color do you need to release this feeling in your body just now?
I think just something bright. And
okay, a yellow,
bright, something, I don't know, rainbow, maybe
rainbow. Okay, so Sharon, just make yourself comfortable, close your eyes and imagine this nice, beautiful rainbow coming into your mind, going into every tiny cell of your body. Allow this rainbow to come in. So does little cell in your body opening up like they're having a little party. They're so happy to have that nice rainbow going in, relaxing your shoulders, relaxing your hands, going into your body and see this nice rainbow going in, flooding in, lifting and taking whatever that fear is in your body that is making your hands or your shoulder tight. Just allow that nice rainbow to go in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. Remind yourself that you're safe, that nothing's going to happen. And just allow this nice color going in, lifting, making it lighter and lighter and lighter. So light and so soft, it'll just flow and it'll just go wherever it needs to go. And then notice what that feel like in your body. And then whenever you're ready, you can just take a deep breath and just open your eyes. How are you feeling?
It definitely helps to do that and to focus on that calming. Mm-hmm.
So You said you don't like the texture, or you don't like the noise, you don't like what they look like in Ansan. And you also said that they come from nowhere.
They just jump.
Mm-hmm.
They jump out at you from...
Okay, just copy me a little bit. We're just going to use some pressure points again. This feeling that I don't like, this jumpy feeling that they're coming at you. So we're just using pressure points just to calm your whole energy system and also to desensitize you. So this feeling, they're jumping, they're slimy, the color, all this. I gave myself permission to let it go. I take my power back. I won't let this fox having any power over me. And I just take a deep breath. And just notice what I feel like now when you think about frogs. Have they got a little bit less power over you?
Yeah, a little bit.
Is that strange? It's how much power we give to, to things that are scary for us. But if it was like a one-to-one session, I would actually go deeper and find out the memory that actually created this. I know that when I did my training, actually we showed the trainer showed us a video of a lady who's scared of frogs, and she had a particular memory of her brothers playing with her and teasing her with the frogs, and that's why she got scared with frogs. But in your case, it just came out of the blue many years later. But sometimes It's not what we're scared of that we're actually scared of. And you said something really, you said they come out of the blue, no warning, nothing. So I wonder deep down behind that, if it's, the fear of, you can't plan it, you can't control it. They will just appear just out of the blue without telling us. So there could be underlining, like, without even realizing that you like planning, you like knowing what's going to be next, you like knowing what's going to be in your future. And part of the frog's idea is they'll just can jump and come anytime. And so that's disturbing that way of you being. So that could be an underlining. So it's not always what we think. I helped a few children with fear of bananas. And a fear of bananas, actually, there's quite a lot of children who are scared of bananas.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the reason why they're scared of bananas is because in the playground, they have been chased with bananas around or being bullied with the, kids little in a primary school running around or chasing with bananas. And then it becomes a phobia. And then to the point that you can't even enter a room if there's a banana in the room. So why I'm giving you that example is because it's what the banana represent for those children. They have a negative thought. They associate the definition of bananas is not the same for them that for somebody else, because straight away the subconscious mind comes up and they remembered about having been bullied in school or chased after, being chased with a banana, and then that creates that fear. So it's not always the item that actually is the problem in itself. It's a definition of what it means and what it creates. So, and sometimes people get stuck into the actual fear and looking at, fear of dogs. They look at the dog, but it's not the dog that is creating the problem. The dog is actually what brings the fear up. But deep down, subconsciously, there are layers of other things underlining the fear of the unknown. So frogs is also fear of the unknown because they just jump out of nowhere and you can't control them. And you can't plan, no when it's going to happen. Luckily you don't see them that often, but what's worse with frogs is because they're tiny and they're hidden, so you wouldn't, unless you really see them, you wouldn't see them. And that's just what happened to my gardener, although it was a plastic one, and because it's green, he didn't even see it and he didn't even realize it was a decoration. It was just, that's what happened. So the fear is not always what it is in that sense. It's where the energy goes into. So for you is the frogs, but doesn't always mean just that is there's underlining. So if we were doing like a one-to-one session, I will go deeper and bring up a memory where you've learned and this is dangerous in that sense. So it's like, you know, reprogramming and taking that little software out and putting another software in that sense. So
very interesting.
Yeah.
I've never considered that it might be the fear of the that what might happen and not being able to plan for it. I've never considered that that was the issue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's because we get stuck into the actual fear in itself, and very often people think just about that item or that thing that we're scared of, but there's a whole underlining. What does it actually really mean? What does that frogs represent? So a definition, if you had to write a definition of a frogs, would be a completely different definition than somebody who doesn't have the fear. They'll say they may be cute, or they'll say, oh, they, you know, they're nice to see. Your definition would be different. And that's how you've been programmed, because there's an underlining, there's something there that they create that is unsettling you, and it's and that's why it puts you in that fear to the point that you can't even look at pictures. I did have somebody, I have sometimes a few times people who are scared of dogs and they can't even look at pictures. And then funnily enough, I always give the warnings, so I'm happy to take the fear of dogs away. But if you get a dog, this is not, you know, I said, no, I'm never going to get a dog. And then a year later, 2 years later, I think the majority of all my clients have had fear of dogs and now I got dog. Actually, so, but it's not. It's, you know, it's when it's so high, it's definitely not the frogs. It's what that frogs is doing to you. It's popping up at no warning. So there would be probably an incident in your life that something came up out of the blue, without warning, and you were not in control and you couldn't plan it, and that has sort of indirectly, instead of being scared of what happened in your life, it went into an indirect direction and it got stuck into the frogs instead, in that sense. So there will be an incident or something in your life that that actually has the same definition of that frogs. And then when you go into the memory and you clear that, then the frogs no longer have any power. But obviously that will be deeper work. So just today, what we're doing is just to make you more comfortable and just changing the intensity of the actual fear in itself. So just thinking of the word frogs now, is that slightly different than when we started? Does that feel less empowered? Does that feel like you got a bit more power compared to the frogs?
I think it does, bizarrely. Yeah, I would never have believed it, but yeah, I think it is. I mean, I definitely wouldn't say that I feel calm.
No, of course.
Okay,
so where do you feel something? Where is that feeling that is triggering it when you see a frog? Because it will help your husband, especially when you said he needs a meeting and he hears you screaming and he had to drop everything.
He did. He had to drop. He was on a Zoom meeting at work. And literally just had to drop everything and come down and catch this frog that had appeared in the garden. Bless him.
Did he manage to catch it?
He did, yeah. Oh, he's an expert at catching frogs. We've got a tub with a lid that's in the garden ready, so that if a frog appears, he can go and he uses this tub to catch the frog. Oh, and then he has to take it away.
I was going to say, yes, well, what will he do with it?
Release it into a ditch somewhere, you know. Yeah, oh.
So how many has he done since? Has that happened quite a lot?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe half a dozen times each summer.
Okay.
It's enough for us to need a frog-catching device to be kept in the garden ready.
Okay. So it's interesting. I don't know if our listeners realize, but have actually spoken, mentioning the words, even laughing, and not compared to at the beginning of our our conversation. And I don't know if you actually even realize, but you actually even laughed. You said it's enough, we even have to buy this device. And you said the word frogs and you were just laughing. Were you aware of that just now?
I wasn't, no. No.
So that's interesting to see the difference. So let's do a little bit more before we talk about what you do, because you're also helping children. Think of frogs again and tell me, where do you feel that? Where now do you feel that in your body?
I generally feel it in the back of my neck and across my shoulders. I feel everything tense, everything tightens up like this.
Okay. I've got hair. Okay, so let's do something different. I have a magnet that is a very powerful magnet. And what I'm going to do is I would like you to imagine that I'm going to scroll the magnet above your meridian, above your head, just right across the meridian. And then I'm going to swipe it all behind your neck and behind your back. So imagine seeing me doing this. We're not in the same room, but I'm going to basically swiping above your head, above your meridian, then down your neck and down your spine. And I'm just swiping. And as I'm swiping, I'm basically realigning your neck, any misalignment. I'm just making some alignment. And I'm just literally just allowing everything to be calm, to be aligned and to work perfectly. You may feel a bit cold by doing that. Although we're not in the same room, you may feel something. How are you feeling? You okay?
I think just that movement and just kind of focusing on it encourages you to relax, I think.
Okay.
I felt my neck felt longer.
Okay.
I mean, as though my shoulders were going.
Good.
We're coming down. Okay.
So magnets, although we're not in the same room, we're online, it's an energy healing, and it's like, you know, you leave a magnet next to a credit card and the credit card won't work, it will be wiped. So magnets can really help when I swipe it, you know, above the head where the meridian is. I'm literally releasing any fear and I'm realigning what was misaligned. Sometimes we don't realize that our neck can be misaligned and that can create fear in itself. So, that's what I just did just now. So thinking now about frogs, what does that feel like now?
I definitely feel more calm. More calm. Not calm, but...
Of course. Calm. Yeah. So bear in mind that Sharon has this... Sharon has this intense fear, and it's not even a fear, it's like a phobia, because you're not able to look at a picture. But what we're doing and what I'm doing is literally just reducing that fear and that intensity in your body. So I'm just reducing it. And you've had it for quite a long time, this fear. So I'm just reducing the intensity. And also we're doing it on air. It's not something that, you would want to do like a one-to-one session, just deeper, going in deeper. But just to reduce the intensity so that you can actually feel a bit more comfortable. That is in itself, just... so that you can feel that in your body. So thinking of frogs now, what comes up now? What would you say compared to before? Just wonder if your view on it is slightly different. If it's not so intense.
I think making me think that it's the unknown and the kind of the fright element of the unknown, not being able to plan for it. That's really made me think, and I will think back and see if there's anything I can kind of associate with it, to see if there's, see if there's anything I can come up with that might be at the root of it. But I definitely do feel less emotional.
So what happened is when you do those healing techniques, you get detached to it. And that's what makes you less emotional. And the less emotional you are, then you don't have the fear anymore, because that fog no longer has this power. And the definition changed. So that's why you're starting desensitizing, basically. It's really nice to hear that.
It definitely feels less intense.
Did the thought of seeing a picture of it, is that still too, or do you think that could change?
I don't know, but I'd rather not try.
No, that's really good. That's a really good answer. Not knowing means, you know, at the beginning you would have said, no way. Now you said, I don't know. And when somebody says, I don't know, it means that something has changed in the mind, in the subconscious mind. When you said, I don't know, that suddenly means that there's been a change.
That's true, because if you had have asked me at the beginning, well, you know, I definitely said, no, I don't want to.
So hearing you say, I don't know, it means that I'm very happy with what I've done today. So that, and bear in mind, it's just very quick. And it was just a little, we didn't, you know, this is not, it's just a little bit just to help you. But that means that something has changed already. And that, to me, that is the answer that I like hearing. So that's perfectly fine. That was the good answer. That's exactly what I wanted to hear. So it's good.
Thank you, Sharon.
Just tell our listeners also what you do, because you're helping children. You teach. So
I work on TV and film productions, tutoring the children who are involved in the cast while they're away from school for filming. So if they're missing school, it's a legal requirement that they have education on set. And that's what I do. So
how do you do, I mean, so you used to do face-to-face or you used to have to be there? And so you're running a class or a one-to-one, or how does that work?
It's usually one-to-one. Main cast usually have their own tutor. So, I mean, sometimes we have small groups, but it would have been face-to-face. I would have been at the location where filming's happening, and in between their filming, they would then come to me to do half an hour or an hour's tuition, and then they would go back and film some more. And so I would be on hand.
So you'd have to be on the set. Is there not? And how do you find? Do they find? Are they quite laid back, or they find quite stressed, or they find this quite lonely to not be able to be in school, or they do a mix and match? Do they actually go to school and it's only on special days, or how do you find?
It depends on the production. Sometimes, and how important their role is in the filming, so how much filming. So, I mean, we can have children who are away from school for 4 months solidly, and they just have tuition for 4 months because they're needed on set every day. There are other children in other productions who might miss 2 days school a week, you know, over 3-4 weeks. So it just varies depending on how key their role is in the production and how much time they need to miss.
And how do you find, you used to teach children in classroom before, you used to,
Way back, it seemed like a lifetime ago, I have to say. I was working in a further education college. So I taught over 16s. So some of the groups were 16 to 18 year olds. And others were adult classes, and I taught maths.
So thinking about it, the way that the two different tuitions that you're doing now, how do you find? Do you find they? It's the most stressful for the children. That we, you know, people look at films and they don't even think of. It's hard to be a child and an actor and to have to carry on your education.
Hard work, certainly.
It's double the work because obviously an adult actor will only concentrate on acting and doesn't have to have the education on the side too. And it's really important for them to carry on their education. So do you find they stress or they enjoy it? Or do you have to teach differently? You have to make it more fun or?
Yeah, the teaching is, the approach is definitely different, especially if it's one-to-one. It's definitely different. And I think, I wouldn't say that they are stressed by it, but they certainly, you know, it is hard work. And generally, they are very hard workers.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah.
As a result,
because. So how does it work now online? How does it work online now?
It's a bit strange, it has to be said. So production stopped literally 11 o'clock one Monday morning. I was in Sheffield and somebody came in and said, right, that's it. Everybody's got to go home. And it was a case of pack up, production stopped. That was it. And then there was no filming. There was no TV being produced at all until the summertime when things started picking up again slowly. But by that time, it was school holidays. So the children didn't need tuition because they wouldn't have been missing any school. So it's only since September, really, that we've been back to work, as it were. And we now tutor via Zoom. Obviously, it works much better when it's one-to-one than it does when you have more than one child to tutor. Yes. That's more difficult via Zoom. But it's working really well. And we've worked with probably, 25 children.
Very good.
But
We're lucky we got the internet.
Absolutely. How the world would have stopped, wouldn't it?
I know.
Had the internet in this time.
I know. And it's really funny how, before, even for me, people used to say, oh no, I've got to see you. And people would drive 3-4 hours to come to see me in my clinic. And I would say, we can do it online, but it wasn't in a mindset. And now they don't think twice about it. We all do. I do everything online. And for children, I find it actually works out much better because I work online and sometimes they're in their room, they're more comfortable, they're much more relaxed because they're in their own environment. They didn't have to drive X amount of hours to come to see me, somebody they didn't know, and a new place to get. So you can really go straight into doing the work without having to, they're already relaxed because they're already in their own environment. So that makes a big difference. And on top of that, you don't have the parents being so stressed out, having to rush and drive and get you to an appointment. And you're clearing all this. And that's one aspect that people didn't even think because we were so used to having to face-to-face in that sense. So, yeah. And kids actually are really bouncing back. They technology for them is so easy and they just don't mind online. It is, I'm sure, very lonely. I mean, having online school, and I see my kids having online school, it's not the easiest because you're on your own the whole day on a computer. But they're doing bigger breaks and things. But it's really interesting how you've set this and at least they've got that. And I know they started filming again in different ways. They find ways of filming in that sense. So Sharon, how would people find you? And do you have a website or how did they find you if they need you?
Yeah, the website is www.tutorsonlocation.co.uk. All one word, tutorsonlocation.co.uk. And we're on Facebook, on Twitter, Instagram, YouTube. Tutors on Location is how you can find me.
Excellent. Sharon, thank you so much for sharing your fear of frogs. Anybody out there who thinks or have a fear of frogs, just check my website or just give me a call. There's always a way to reduce the fear and to find a solution. This is Lauren Rosenberg, Fear Buster. Looking forward to talking about fear next week. Bye.